שלום לכם, תודה שאתם איתנו כאן בחיים חדשים, סדרת השיחות הלימודיות עם הרב דוקטור מיכאל לייטמן. שלום הרב לייטמן.
שלום לכולם.
שלום טל מנדלבאום.
שלום.
והיום הנושא שבחרנו לעצמנו הוא אלימות. אולי נושא לא נעים, אבל אין מה לעשות, הוא נמצא בחיים שלנו.
Hello and thanks for being with us. Today we're going to talk about violence. If we want to understand the relationships between ourselves and the society in which we live in, violence is there. It's present. It's going and growing and biting and makes us feel pretty bad. And I, as a father, this pretty bothers me with respect to my own well-being, the well-being of my children. It can happen at any time. If you look at the news, you'll see how these things become more and more unpleasant from day to day. We'd like to talk about it, understand where does it come from, how can we cope with it, in order to really come out with new tools into a new life. Tal, please go ahead. Violence, it's a very interesting phenomenon, because even though that we know that it's better for us when we live in peace and we teach our kids to be good to others, and humanity for years and years are trying to reach a good relationship, we see that it doesn't really work, even though that we're trying to cope with violence in many ways. We see that we're not really succeeding. There are many frustrations that come out. We hurt each other as a result. There is research that tries to understand where does it come from, why does it happen, why do we enjoy watching violence on television, why does it give us pleasure? And there's many research about that. And today, every second child in Israel, according to statistics, he has experienced some kind of violence, neglections, and so on. So we'd like to understand, first of all, what is violence?
I think violence was not only in ancient times in societies, but people would feel themselves as one family, as much as they were relatives, because everyone were like brothers, cousins, father, mother. Nothing was certain. Everything was a bit confused to a kid who was growing up in a society then, with all the different kids around him. There was one cave or a few tents. The ego was very small, only to survive. And everyone felt they were dependent and very important to each other. So there was not, you can't say there was really violence. And even today, when we visit different tribes that are still existing, we see there is no violence there. In general, they have no, there is no subject of abusing. Everything comes from natural respect and mutual respect. So there's no real reason for violence. In our advancement in history, meaning our ego growing, our desire to enjoy things and to attain things grew in a person. And then we started from this desire to look for more and more sources of pleasure. We went through, starting from 10,000 years ago or even more, we went from hunting and gathering fruits of the land. We discovered that it is possible to hunt, and to train, domesticate,
tame
animals. And also to settle on some piece of land and to have agriculture, everything from grapes to make wine, a lot of different things. Meaning humanity felt that she can take care of itself. And then we started to be peoples of the land, settlers. And then we could develop more, also in industry. For now, for then it was primitive, but also in culture and education. We started to develop tools. All of a sudden we found more time, free time. We don't have to constantly worry about food. And then we started to discover more and more bigger desires in ourselves. When I have greater desires in me, myself, I can't fulfill them easily. Then I think, who can help me? And there, there starts to be a stronger, weaker, different levels. Ego is rising from generation to generation. And we see humanity started transitioning to life where not everyone is equal. There are people who are stronger, people who are weaker. You can buy with money things that once you couldn't, and so on. Meaning we reached a state where one person is worth more than the other. And from there, from the fact that there are stronger and weaker, rich and poor, then there is a place for social pressure. Even when each and every person is born seemingly equal, the instant he enters society, we see where he belongs. Like a castot in India, depends on where you were born. If someone doesn't know about you, he can't say anything, but if he knows where you're from, where you were born, then you're
graded. So what does the different status of a person have to do with violence?
Our desire to receive is increasing, and it wants fulfillment with pleasure. Then I start to use others. Simply, I see that by myself I cannot fulfill it. But if under me I had 100, 1,000, maybe 10,000 people, they can fulfill whatever I want. They can take care of my shelter, my security, my food. Now we entered a society where it is all leveled and graded. Now we're in a situation that we have to have rules, that whatever we can do throughout history, we see whatever a prince can do, common people can't, and simply even between people, if one is stronger than the other, then you have to have rules and laws. Between nations, we see the same. Whoever is stronger, it's like a game. It's not always recommended to put pressure, so we have these laws in all different situations. Eventually, because we are egoistic and our society is egoistic, we always deal with violence. It could be like silent violence, competition of sorts, wars, all sorts of organized. Let's say I drive my car on the road and I pass someone. I see whoever I pass. What do I attain from passing him? I always calculate it with my ego. And if it's possible, I use something that I depress the other. Even if I just pass him.
Suppress him.
This is some kind of Suppression. Suppression can be physically, but you can also suppress someone without physically abusing him.
He really described a system of a system that we build, a system of powers.
All of our world is in this pressure, mutual pressure, and each and every one thinks, how can I take advantage of the other with less violence to take out of them whatever I need to fulfill myself.
In political science, we really talk about intensity, that everyone is in a race to achieve intensity, strength, and the result of this is violence.
That's the beginning of violence, depending on what level you determine it as violence, and above that. It's all social agreement, it's norms.
Because there are plenty kinds of violence. There's physical violence. We see violence in the family and the different media on the road. And there is between clans. There are many things.
The ego. The ego of a person, we have nothing to do. We are all violent. If we were as animals, then each and everyone would take advantage of the other, just to sustain life. And then it's not violence, because nature pushes us towards that. We received it from nature. It is obvious to everyone how I act, and I use it only to the degree of sustaining myself. Using nature in the degree of animate, the degree of speaking, starts from the point where I have no justification with taking advantage of the other in a way that it's not essential for my life, like the animate degree. But moreover, I enjoy taking advantage of the other.
I want to ask about this too. Why is there such cruelty between people? You can see it on kids towards animals and so on.
That is exactly the degree of the speaking. The degree of a human, that is how he is different from the animate level.
Our cruelty?
Yes, and his cruelty, his ego, fulfill the urge to fulfill himself much more than the degree of animate. He's much worse than animals. We tend to think differently, but it's not true.
Okay, it's something that's kind of hard to listen, to hear it, but...
Of course, because the same ego conceals it from us and seemingly raises us up higher, to a higher degree.
But we're on the lowest level, right?
Yeah, first of all, we have the still degree, and then the vegetative and the animate. And we are last, we are willing to destroy the environment.
And there's not a matter of character, there are people that are more inclined.
No, it's all sorts of calculations. Some people are more gentle, less gentle, but eventually everyone is the same.
Because there are two attitudes in psychology. One says that it's a kind of an inner urge with Freud, with a destructive, violent force in a person. And there is an approach that says that it's a result of the environment that we imitate, a behavior that we see, and so on.
Well, where do we have this environment? Everything is from the person, the humans. We see from little kids. They're different from the environment. Each and every time they're a bit different, more and more from generation, it's within us. There's a general program in nature that develops us.
And what brings to a situation where there are people that express their violence, there are those that don't?
That's their character. That's just different characters. It's also external ways of behaving, phlegmatic, all these four kinds of personal characteristics. This way of acting, and it doesn't say anything about how violent a person is. I can say, I pleasantly ask this person if you can kill him on the spot, very nicely. And then the other person can shout and scream, but I can't hurt anyone. External appearance doesn't say anything.
So I understand that it's something immersed in all of us. But nevertheless, there are more sensational situations that cause a person to be violent. Suppose when he's felt unwanted, abused, violated, and then as a result of some kind of frustration, that's what he does.
What does it matter what inner urges and what situations bring me to it? More or less, the reason for all these things is our evil desire that I want to take advantage of on everybody without taking into consideration anyone. And the fact that I have different pressures, different characteristics and attributes, it's the same reason. And if we talk about it a lot, we just confuse ourselves.
Usually we look at a violent person and we try to think, what brought a person to this situation? Usually we talk about the environment he grew in, the pressures under, what does he watch on television, on the media, and we try to understand how to help him. How to help him be less violent, less aggressive?
We would not be able to do anything in this attitude. We build our whole cities around this from people who are
backward,
who completely failed in life. We develop technology in a way that most people soon would be unemployed, with nothing to do. It's not that they won't have any job or salary. It's the fact that they won't have anything to do. They would just walk around, and we are not taking into account the fact that every generation is born with a increasing ego, and we have to do something with it. And our social treatment is just a joke. We can't succeed with that. I don't think that violence in society is a problem that we can face, that we can deal with. Because to deal with it means to change nature, human nature. And I don't think that through treatments of, let's say, putting people in prison or all sorts of things, that is not treatment. We need to change the person, to correct his ego, to use it in the correct manner. Only through that violence would stop.
And how much place is there for... What place does media take in making people violent?
Our media doesn't do anything. They just stir things up. I saw a few days ago, they started talking about some rape that happened maybe 15 years ago in politics. And now, from morning to evening, that's all they talk about. The media starts to soak it up. They talk about it endlessly. They take an incident that maybe happened 15 years ago, then happens today in thousands of occasions every day. But because of politics, they start to do a ritual around it. They talk about it. And now, is that not an example? That they just take an example and show it to us? Media just increases the violence. Shows it always turns to the worst with the media.
There's a lot of research about it, how much violence we absorb through media all the time, television. Small children see many folds, many times more violence than how it really is.
Media is like an amplifier that amplifies all the negative things in society. I don't know how many times. A million times more. And we eventually from something that is seemingly very small, malfunction or uncorrected behavior, it is magnitude, it is amplified, and everyone hears about it, it becomes normal. Then people have a justification to do the same. Or if they see someone else doing it, it becomes a norm.
So what relation is there between something that exists in our own nature, evil or cruelty, a desire to control others, that it's immersed in us, and on the other hand, there's a kind of environment that inflates it and ignites it?
The environment in itself is very passive. The environment itself cannot do anything. It's how you manage the environment. What rules and laws do you put? In what way do you treat every occasion or every incident? Through that, the society learns. And it's not that a society has a specific direction. The fact that our ego is growing, it grows without any form. Media and public opinion and everything through politics and opinion makers, that's how we affect society. This is what builds society. And our problem is because our society is really egoistic and aimed to take advantage of everyone towards the elite. It turns that we don't treat the source of the problem.
I want to repeat the question from a different angle. When we see violence, in general, we see violent action in society. To what extent, maybe in percentage, if you can answer, does it depend on a person's nature being evil? And to what extent does it depend on the environmental influence on that individual caused him to become a violent creature? Meaning, to what extent is it something that you're born with, and to what extent is it something that you've absorbed from the environment? What influences a person more to become violent? Is nature that he's born with, or what we get from the environment?
The environment that influences you.
Percentage, can you say?
No, it changes. It changes from time to time, from nation to nation. It has a lot of different aspects. If you're more religious or less, if you have stress in economy or security, can you use drugs or not? What is the abuse of alcohol? How is it spread out through the country of different socioeconomic levels? What is the nature of the person in this country? It's all relative, but there's many research and studies. I really don't like all this research because it doesn't give us any solution. No solution. The reason is clear.
Which is?
Which is human nature.
So it's because of the nature that a person is born with, and not the environment.
Sir, I'm telling you, that is the problem. That is the source, the root. Like from the ground, this is where it comes from. Of course, it's because human nature is egoistic and evil, but afterwards, how it's amplified through the environment, and how we are allowing ourselves to do more and more
violent,
yes. And how we completely
become indifferent to it.
And we have indifference. It's impossible to compare violence today than to violence 50 years ago.
This is something that really bothers me, what you just said, that there's a kind of an evil inclination in me that enjoys harming others.
That's human nature. What can we do? We just have to understand, if we accept this violence, which is increasing, then we will continue in the same path. If we don't agree with it, we need to look, how do we correct the human nature? That's it. And from the root of the problem, to the root we have to pay attention. Can we change it there? If we can't, it doesn't matter how many prisons do you open up, how many police you spread out, National Guard, doesn't matter. Because it starts from kindergarten, school, and so on.
Is it possible to reach a state where we will all be good all the time, not using force?
From where? From what urges? I don't understand you. You're dealing with psychology and all these areas. So tell me, how can a person be good?
Today there's no hope for it.
Not today, I'm talking about nature. Nature is not today and tomorrow. Our nature, already through thousands of years, we are developing only towards the evil. That is our nature. With that, we are worse than still vegetative animate. Humans are the worst. It's clear. Now the question is, can we stop our evil development and inclination? Do we have enough tools and methods? We have feeling responsibility for that. And to rise above to new goals. Or not? That is the question. And all other things around it, leave to psychologists to philosophize, so they have a salary to get in the end of the month.
On the one hand, humanity is developing ever more toward greater violence, bigger desires, obviously. On the other hand, we're developing in the direction of culture, more civilized things, if in the past we were very primitive.
Eventually, all culture, everything we do in society, it's all towards the evil. Where do you want to give me an example that it wasn't the case?
300 years ago, suppose, there were people who, they used to watch how people are, it was a kind of pulp culture to see people being executed, very brutal.
We don't want to hurt our ego today, that's something else. No, we need to scrutinize it. We need to make it clear. We have a confusion here. What was one? Today, you can't judge people that lived 300 years ago because they were completely different. Their view on life and death was completely different. If today I can look on what they have done, like the guillotine and they clap their hands, the applause, can I judge them? No. But I'm more evil than them. I'm more cruel. I can't justify them, and they weren't able to justify me.
How are you crueler?
Me? Myself? I'm willing that millions can die. I would push a button and kill them. I have no problem with that. And for them, if you would feel them, you would see they wouldn't be able to do it. Except for this violence that we attach to them. But no, they thought they were correcting their environment through punishing thieves and felons. Why should we let them stay in our society? We should kill them. And this way we clean up our society. That was their opinion. What's wrong? Why? Because killing is wrong? You think this way, they think another way. They protected their environment.
Okay, nonetheless, we have 1 minute left. So, as a result of the development we went through and the great cruelty we're experiencing today, is there a chance of changing it?
Only on one condition, that we have a method to correct human nature, and from there, the society, nature of society. And then we have a chance, and if we have a chance for this method to be accepted, if there is such a thing. I claim there is. The question is, are we able to reach people and to teach them to change themselves? If not, we have no chance in our existence.
Okay, so we'll talk about it. Our time is up. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you to our viewers. Thanks for being with us. And we'll learn how to correct our natures, our relations, and we'll reach a new life. Till next time, all the best.